when you walk into the ring for the number one heavyweight of the world. You'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Well, good morning. Good afternoon, good evening to all you precious Blood River Radio fans out there, precious Blood River Radio family members out there, wherever you may be. I know where two of them are. They flew out just yesterday. Just yesterday. And I won't name them. They're going on a great cruise. They're going to Paris. They're going, into France. They're going to get a boat. They're going all the way up to the Arctic Circle, man. I couldn't imagine that, but they support us. That's the kind of people that support us. They're kind of weird like we are, I guess. But anyway, yes, you're listening to Eddie the Bombardier Miller on Blood River Radio. We're proudly syndicated nationally by Liberty News Radio. Sam Bushman and Jay and Miss Teenage America and all the crew at Liberty News Radio. And by the way, today is, looks like on my calendar, July the 25th in the year of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ Almighty. There is no name under the sun which man can be saved other than Jesus Christ Almighty. That's the way it is, people. It's simple, cut and dried. That's all you need. If you take Jesus, if you turn your life over to Jesus Christ, that's what it's all about. There's no way other. There's no way to heaven. There's no way out of this world alive except through Jesus Christ. That's it. And with that, people, you know, the people that are here all the time, you know the drill. We always go to a prayer. We really do. And because we that's what we do. For instance, we were in Charlottesville. Before we left the compound in Charlottesville to go into the battle with the Antifa and the satanic mob in Charlottesville, we said a prayer. We were considered to be some pretty bad dudes, the League of the South. I'll say one more thing before we go to the prayer. In fact, a well-known news personality said that when that League of the South flag unfolded and we started marching over people, literally marching through and over people, he said there was a great gasp went through the crowd because the badasses were coming. And we're not taking names, we're kicking ass. That's what we did. We walked over their ass going into Paul Barker. We walked over them coming out. I guess that's just a little primer because Charlottesville is next month, and I've been thinking about, a lot about that. But anyway, before I get off on another rabbit trail, we're going to go to a prayer, people, if you will. We're going to go to one of my favorite young people we just met here lately. I don't want to catch him flat-footed. But Will, would you like to do the official Blood River Radio prayer today, young man?
It'll be an honor, Eddie. I appreciate it. Dear Lord in heaven, we just thank you for the opportunity, Lord, to go on air this afternoon. And we pray, Lord, that our conversation will be first and foremost pleasing to you. And, Lord, we just pray that the truth that we speak of today will find willing ears to be heard, and that truth will be hidden away. And those folks listening to our hearts, and it will burn like a fire, Lord, that they will have the strength and the courage to go out and to share that truth with others and to be unafraid in the name of Jesus Christ for our people. We ask that, Lord, in your name. Amen.
Amen. And I would just like to add a little extra to it. Now, that was a great prayer. I would just like to ask our God Almighty in heaven, God, please give our weak men here in the United States, and especially even weaker in Europe, give us some guts and courage, oh God, because God, if you well know, our problems worldwide of global white extermination, global white death, It's in our hands. We cannot turn to government. We cannot. We've seen it's a total failure. It's going to be on our heads, people. And tell our Lord, have our white men to stop worrying about going to prison if I pick up a rifle, if I pick up a bayonet. Because God, give us the courage of King David. Let us go amongst them and start really kicking some serious butt. That's the only way we're going to get this country back. And I ask that in Jesus' name, amen. And listen, thank you so much, my brother Will, for saying that prayer. We also have, before we go on the air, I want to, Will, and we also have Ben of Tennessee, coming in here, another baldy guy. I got two young guys in here with me today, so I'm going to put her on cruise control just a minute and let the young bucks take over. So tell us a little bit about yourself, what you can, Ben. I know you can say very little, and then we'll also introduce old Tennessee Ben. So go ahead, Will.
Like I say, Eddie, I just like to tell people I'm just a normal middle-aged white guy down in Texas that woke up and saw the world for as it is, and I'm dedicated to putting the truth out there first and foremost, the truth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and then the truth of the genocide against our people, the white people that changed the face of the world. Those forces out there, the Jewish power and influence that controls this world, they hate us. They hate us what we stand for. They hate our God. And just do everything I can to get the word out there of that truth.
Yeah, I could not agree with you more. We are hated, and I've said it over and over. You just said it. I know Ben knows it. These people are our enemy, and who is the enemy? It's their father, the devil, the Jew. It's the Satan worshiping Jew. It's always Jews all the time. I heard one fellow, I think I gave it wrong, and I'll say this one, go right to Ben. I believe it was Dr. Patrick Slattery that said something like this: the essence of Jewish power and influence is that you cannot say anything about Jewish power and influence, and that pretty much sums up. But we're going to say something here. But, you know, anyway, Ben, Tennessee Ben, another ass kicker. Buddy, what are you doing today? How you doing? Say something to the Blood River Radio faithful.
Well, I'm doing all right. Just come inside to cool off. I've been rebuilding the top end on a jet boat and had to go put in some hours at the fire department, so I keep my active status. It don't take much around here. We keep pretty busy. But it's just a beautiful day down here on the river in Tennessee.
Well, I tell you what, I wish I could go up there. Hopefully this fall I'll be able to get out and do a little bit of a squirrel hunt. I got this Cracker Jack squirrel dog. I've never seen a beagle that's as good a squirrel dog as she is, but I know people don't want to hear about that. But anyway, there's so much stuff to cover. But before we start covering these news items, I would just like to say, and I've said it before, no matter what we cover on Blood River Radio, everything we've ever covered, everything we're covering now, and everything we will cover in the future, people, it leads to the same, to our same, what we swore to do, our constitution here. We are here to fight global white genocide. And everything we talk about, release, is connected to global white genocide that's going on full bore. And, you know, I sent some stuff to Tennessee Ben, and I know I got from Don Wassel's website. I talked to Don today. What a gentleman. What a smart guy. I got some stuff off him, and I know that Will, you know about how horrible it is in Europe with the white genocide. Incidentally, I listened to y'all's show today. It was great. It really was. And I think, if you will, you can open up, if you don't mind, Will, talk about some of this, what's going on in Europe. We can't talk about that too much, and then we'll bring old Tennessee Ben in, because he knows more than just a little bit about that, too. But anyway, lead us off on some of that stuff. Really, I didn't have to send you a whole lot of stuff, because y'all's program covered that, these very topics. So if you go take off, Will, take off on this European, what's going on over there with the mass rapes.
You bet. You bet. And it is not unique in just one area of Europe. If you look through it, for the listeners out there, you know, a lot of them are going to know it, but this is something that is relatively new. If you look throughout Europe as a whole, especially in the Scandinavian countries, Denmark and Norway and Finland, places like that, the crime rates there have been historically, I mean, almost zero. I mean, as far as violent crime rates especially, you know, there weren't the rapes, there weren't the robberies, there weren't the aggravated crimes. You may have some isolated property crimes or fraud crimes or something like that. But those people throughout Europe, especially in those areas, really enjoyed a very low crime rate. Well, that started changing, Eddie and Ben, as y'all know. And there was a common denominator in that change, and that common denominator was the invasion of strangers, you know, of what we would call biblical strangers, that brown peoples throughout the world that started immigrating to Europe.
Will we unfortunately,
yep.
hold that thought. We have to go to a quick break. This will be a short break, people, so you really don't have time to get any coffee, but you will be at the bottom of the, you'll have time at the bottom of the hour. We'll be right back in about a minute, folks. Hang on.
This is Matt from Blood River Radio. Blood River Radio is your voice to save our land, our people, and our future. We propose Christian solutions to an anti-Christian assault on our bloodlines. We love what we do, but we cannot do it without your help. The annual operating cost of Blood River Radio is more than even a team of people should bear alone. With your donation, we can take the fight to our enemies and hold our own people accountable for their treachery against us. Please go to our website, www.bloodriverradio.com, and find a way to help us that is suitable for you. We are thankful for any cash, check, or money orders we get. We also appreciate your correspondence or letters of encouragement. Once again, please help, and thank you for joining the fight.
This is a battle between truth and deceit, a battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by 6 corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpicTimes.com.
Looking for an IT partner that truly understands your needs? Managed IT Services is the answer. We meet with you regularly to discuss your goals and form a tailored technology plan. Our customers have called us a trusted advisor who delivers. When it comes to IT, we do it all. Firewalls, cloud storage, server migration, and more. Say goodbye to long-term contracts and hello to a team that earns your business month after month. Call 801-706-6980 now and let Managed IT Services transform your IT experience.
Here in the Blood River Radio family, I'm going to just do a short paragraph or so in this article. We're going to go back to Will, then we'll bounce to Tennessee Ben. Here's where it is. Here's what I'm reading. Believe it or not, people, this is actually happening. White women and children in Scandinavia and Britain are no longer protected by law against rape. Here's an example. In Sweden, 2 Afghan immigrants brutally raped a minor at knife point, gang raped her. And this is what the Swedish judge said. The Swedish judge turned them loose and said, and they're not going to deport them because they have different cultural values in Swedes. And the Muslims were just acting in keeping with their cultural values. Their culture says they could just gang rape an 11-year-old girl at knife point, and we can't do anything about it. Because after all, you know, multiculturalism, all cultures are equal, aren't they, Will? And I want to get you off track what you were talking about earlier before we went to the break, but I just thought I'd throw that in there. But go ahead, Will.
Yeah, no, I'll jump right back in and just pile on top of what you're saying there when you're talking about this judge's ruling. And in that ruling, you know, the judge, basically what he said was, that these strangers, these aliens, these immigrants can come in and wreak havoc and hell on the indigenous white population and without repercussion because their culture is different than ours. And, you know, you remember, you know, immigration, aren't they supposed to be assimilating to the culture that's in the land there? So really what this judge is saying is the land no longer belongs to the people of Norway or the people of Denmark. It belongs to these immigrants, these precious brown people that have invaded. And it reminds me, Eddie, and I'll be remiss if I don't say this now, it reminds me of the punishment that comes against God's people when they are disobedient. And in Deuteronomy 28:43, God tells his people that the stranger who is among you will rise above you higher and higher, and you will go down lower and lower. And I think that's what you see here throughout the westernized Christian world, Eddie. And it's, you know, in America, we know the immigration problem that we have here. We know the people who have come into this country and the havoc they've wreaked against us. And the same thing is happening. It's not on an accident, Eddie and Ben, that every, Christianized Western nation across this world, it doesn't matter if it's Germany, if it's France, if it's Britain, if it's Scotland, if it's Ireland, if it's Norway, it doesn't matter. Throw Australia and New Zealand in there. There has been a concerted effort to bring in these foreign people, and they have come in like locusts. They are eating away at the fruits of the westernized wealth. They're taking the place, the rightful place of the descendants of the founding stock of those countries, and they are bringing them to their knees. They're bringing them to the knees economically, morally, religiously, and also politically. I mean, they are destroying these nations. Now, this is all gloom and doom, and I'm going to turn it over to Ben with this. The good news, though, there is good news in this. And the good news in this, Eddie and Ben, is the people are getting angry.
The people are getting angry. Yes.
The Scots, the Irish, the British, for goodness sakes, the Brits, I'll give them some credit. You know, I think they've burned down another hotel that was housing immigrants there. They're getting pissed to no end. The same thing is happening in Spain, of all places. You know, we don't really consider Spain to be a white nation, but it is. It certainly is. It is a westernized European nation, and they have taken to the streets. They are burning down relief centers, and they're saying no mas, no more. They're not doing this. They are not going to be the dumping grounds for all of the third world crap holes to bring their people. And one more thing before I turn it over to Ben. In Germany, a nation that's very near and dear to my heart, back in the 80s, they were one of the first countries that did this. They brought in the Turks from Turkey in what was called the guest arbeiter program, the guest worker program. And this has turned into just a fiasco for Germany, where they gave citizenship to these German workers that came and worked and paid taxes for 10 years. Well, as soon as they got citizenship, guys, they started bringing in all of their family with them. And the Turks and these type of groups have economically about broke the social services system in Germany. And when we hear about the rise of the AfD, you know, these ultra right German political parties, it's for one reason, and that reason is the immigration problem that they created in that country. And that is why they're trying to clamp down as tight as they can on the ultra right, the far right there in Germany, is because they know what the Germans are capable of when they rally behind a cause like immigration. That's what happened in the 1930s, and they don't want that to happen again. And Eddie, Ben, I'll shut up and I'll give it back to y'all.
Well, Ben, I'm going to ask you a question, son. You know, we have, and you're hitting on all cylinders, Will. You know, as you people well know, one of my great co-hosts, she's like a sister to me, Monica Schaefer, her brother is back in prison again. She says she doesn't know how long he's going to be out, be in prison. Ben, and, they're trying to shut him up, to keep him from saying the things that Will was just alluding to. I know the solution, but I'm going to see if my younger brethren know. Ben, give us your 2 cents worth. And on Blood River Radio, we're all about solutions, my brother. But I say, and I'm going to say this to you before I shut up, the Spaniards doing great, getting in the streets, raising hell. But you know what? They have to remember who their so-called representatives are, and that's where they need to be. That's where the march needs to end, and they need to take care of business. We're here in the United States. I say in the state houses, in the United States Senate, et cetera, et cetera. We're going to have to take care of business. But anyway, go ahead, Tennessee, Ben. Take over, brother.
Well, just to kind of go off of what Will was saying a moment ago, first off, my solution and my favorite slogan is stack them like firewood. You know, when you're referring to the Irish and English getting fired up, stack them like firewood in the ditch. People will get the point eventually. But, you know, going back to what he was talking about, the Turks getting into Germany and the issues like that, you know, jump forward to the 1990s during the Bill Clinton era with what happened to the southern Serbs with the Albanian Muslims coming in and making what is now known as Kosovo. It's every European nation, whether it's in the Balkans or Northern Europe, you know, even into Russia, East Russia, they're bringing in the Chinese and the Mongols over there and just raking havoc on these small villages, just trashing them. And it's been going on for years. And we've got so many people that are like a dog that just want to roll over on their back and tuck their tail. But, you know, my solution to this issue is first and foremost, take and do the easiest route first, and that is call your representatives. Give them hell. Tell them how you feel. If you don't tell them how you feel, they won't know what the people are thinking. And I know a lot of people are going to say, yeah, we got a broken system, though. That's all right. We're going to be the squeaky wheel and give them hell. You got to do that step before you can go to arms. You know, remember, the number one, two things you got to remember is one, the Lord is always number one, and your family is always number second. Make sure you put them in that order, and the people are third.
I'll hand it back
to you guys.
You got that right. I don't want to have Sam, you know, having a cardiac episode, but you know. But I'm right on with you. I say, do you have a backhoe in your tractor up there, Ben?
No, I retired my tractor due to the catfish that get hungry. And I believe that starvation among catfish is a sin, and we must feed our catfish well.
Well, I was going to say, part of my solution is we have to recruit country boys like you with backhoes and things like that, because we're going to need a lot of ditches if we get my solution. If we get my way. Because you know what, I'll say this, and we'll go back over to Will. People keep talking about deporting. Who the hell said anything about deporting? We don't have to deport those suckers. There's plenty of ditches here. There's plenty of empty fields. There's plenty of sloughs. I can show you sloughs out the Yang. I live in here near the Mississippi River, but at least I get, you know, too far off. People say that I'm a radical and, you know, a reactionary, etc. You know, I think I mentioned this. Well, you guys might have been on the show last time, not sure. But Eisenhower, Dwight David Eisenhower, may he rest in hell. He, for what he did to the Germans with those Eisenhower death camps at the end of the war. He did do one thing. He had this thing called Operation Wetback. And they, being the United States government, decided there were too many Mexicans in this country. And they rallied them up, they being the United States government. And I've been told, I wanted to research that further, but I didn't get a chance to. Supposedly, 1 to 2 Mexicans were shown the door one way or the other, and they kicked their butt back to Mexico. But, you know, I'm going to go right back to you, Will. God only knows how many millions that would be. You know, we'd have to deport or get rid of 10, 20-fold that number. Without digging ditches, if these people will go peaceably without digging ditches or without them feeling the business end of a K-bar or a bayonet, how could, do you have any ideas how we can get rid of them? Either one of you guys. Go to you first, Will.
Well, all I'm going to say is to kind of jump on what you're talking about, as far as that's kind of a permanent deportation, you guarantee that they won't come back again. And I think when that happens, you'll see a lot of folks that aren't real eager to stay here because they'll know what's coming. And I really believe that's probably the most effective measure we could take, Eddie.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm going to come back to Blackjack Pershing, one thing he did in the Philippines as soon as we come back from this break.
Oh,
this is a five-minute break, dear Blood River Radio family. So get you, you've got plenty of time for coffee and restroom breaks. We'll be right back in 5 minutes.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. Trump administration suing New York City over its sanctuary city policies. Here's correspondent Ben Thomas.
Trump officials blamed the city's sanctuary policies for the weekend shooting of an off-duty, ununiformed U.S. Customs and Border Protection officer in a Manhattan park. The lawsuit says one of the suspects had been released following an arrest last year, despite an active detainer. The mayor's office says Adams supports the essence of the city's policies, but has urged the city council to re-examine them.
Ohio Senator John Husted says Democrats are pulling out all the stops. That in an effort to hold up confirmation of the number of Trump nominees.
In the history of the Senate, since all the way back to Herbert Hoover, there's never been a situation where there have not been confirmations with voice votes or by unanimous consent, which means, hey, let's just get through this. The Democrats are trying to run out the clock on everyone.
Also at townhall.com, Intel cutting thousands of workers and cutting expenses as its new CEO works to revive the struggling chipmaker's fortune.
In a memo to employees, CEO Lip-Bu Tan said Intel plans to end the year with 75,000, quote, core workers. That's down from 99,500 employees at the end of last year through layoffs and attrition. The company previously announced a 15% workforce reduction. Intel helped to launch Silicon Valley, but has recently fallen behind rivals like NVIDIA Corporation. Bob Agner reports.
A 14-year-old boy has been killed, a 19-year-old wounded, in an overnight shooting in a dorm at the University of New Mexico. Authorities have arrested an 18-year-old suspect. Police say four people, including the suspect, were playing video games at the time. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Summer is all about making great memories. Boy, I love getting out on the boat. I admit that one of my little joys in life is to get on a boat and ride around on Tampa Bay. But if you're living with pain, those future memories can be stolen from you. Here's a thought. Try Relief Factor. Let's see if we can get you out of pain. Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free daily supplement designed to help your body fight pain. It's a doctor-developed formula made of natural ingredients. The best part of all, Relief Factor never masks the pain. It helps reduce or even eliminate it for good. Whether it's doing what I do, whether it's kayaking on a lake, running around with the little ones, or just chilling in the hammock with a good book, Relief Factor can help you feel better, move better, and do more of the things you love all summer long. So if you're ready to reclaim your summer and make some amazing memories, head over to relieffactor.com or give them a call at 800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF. Do it now and get their 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That number again, 1-800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF. Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor.
Okay, listen up, people. I'm beating the bushes for a few good men. I don't want you boys of the alt-right. I want the hardcore of the hard-right. And I need you front and center, boots on the ground, at a minute's notice, in the streets, and I need your money. You know the problem that the whites of the world face. It's the all-too-real threat of global extermination. And you know what's going on in South Africa and Western Europe. And unless you're semi-comatose, you've already seen the first stages of white genocide unfolding in our country. Our culture is under constant full-scale attack by our enemy. The enemy never sleeps. They spend day and night wrecking the monuments and the graves of our beloved kin. They attack us physically everywhere we go. They've already taken the linen and our stone. Now they're coming after our flesh. And if you're not too squeamish, if you want to be part of the number one white advocacy group and the number one white civil defense group in the United States, then contact Eddie Bombardier Miller at BloodRiverRadio.com. And please, please donate. And God knows you need us as much as we need you. Thank you.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey. Well, now you can, thanks to LocalHoneyMan.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at LocalHoneyMan.com.
As you are aware, America is divided over every fault line possible. This is intentionally fostered by those who do not love God, family, or country. We believe a peaceful future as a free people absolutely depends on civility. Clarion Call for Civility is looking for funding and volunteers at every level to make our hopes and efforts a reality. Please donate, sign our pledge, and help us in our sacred cause. Please visit callforcivility.com for more details. callforcivility.com.
Dear Blood Radio family, thank you so much for hanging on. We're going to go back, like we always say, time's money. We don't have a lot of time around here, so therefore we don't have a lot of money. But, folks, I got to do one thing. I forgot to mention on the first quarter, our donors. I don't think I'm going to mention the donors. We have. Here's who donated this week. Please forgive me, y'all. I'm really excited about having the young guys in. We have Ken, Big Ben of Limbrick, New York, sent us in a great donation. He's just like clockwork. He never fails. He really does. Why I didn't go by this outline, I'll never know, because I've seldom ever make outlines, but I did, and I'll be doggone, I neglected it. So thank you so much, Ken of Limbrick. God bless you, brother. I wish I could meet. In fact, one person I could meet in person, it would have to be Ken of Limbrick. Anyway, and also, Pam and Dennis up in the Blue Ridge Mountains of Virginia, they sent us in a really nice donation. And by the way, they're on a daggum cruise, man. I wouldn't mind being, they're going to go up into the Arctic Circle. Oh, so I don't think they'd mind me telling you that. And Old Biscuit down yonder in the swamps of Georgia. Oh, excuse me, the swamps of Florida. The swamps of Georgia, Florida. He's like clockwork. Sent us in a great donation. He really did. And without people like these people I mentioned, there would be no Blood River Radio. Jay-Z from Blood River Radio Zone AD. Jay-Z, I'm looking at your Purple Heart card right now. Jay-Z, another Vietnam veteran, brother, another veteran, brother, a soldier, brother. He came home. I don't think anybody ever came home 100%, but he has a limp, a physical limp, and he'll take that limp to his grave. Purple Heart right there. Old Jay-Z, bless his heart. I love that guy. I love that guy. I met him once and several times, but that's not enough. And we also have my buddy Jim in Washington State. And he makes me feel so good because he sends me all these stories and sends me photographs of his family. If someone sends you a photograph of their family, that means, I can't tell you how much that means to me. He has a granddaughter that was like a three-time All-American. And, you know, I won't say any more about that, but she got married. And she, I'm telling you what, she is beautiful. Not just is she an athlete, but, boy, she is, beautiful. And her dad, like I was telling my wife, her dad, Jim's granddaughter's dad, makes Rhett Butler of Gone with the Wind look like a leper. That guy is my wife said, "Woo, he is one good looking dude." But that's true. So I guess that's what genetics do. But anyway, I said, "Wait a minute, now, what about me, man?" She said, "Well, you know, you're a has been, dude." But anyway, folks, that's it. That's who donated, and I'm so sorry about that. And I'll get this out of the way. Hour two, we got our guest canceled, but Paul Fromm is coming on, and he's continuing on with his German history. And the third hour, Jason Robb is going to be coming in, and we're going to talk about a return to the lands, whites-only group up there in Arkansas. Forgive me, men. I just looked down at my outline. Finally, I should have done that on the first segment, but forgive me so much. But anyway, Tennessee, Ben, go back. Let's take it. Tell us about the stuff you were talking about during the break.
Well, just to jump back to respond to what you guys were talking about, you know, filling the hollers and the swamps and stuff. I'd like to hear in a moment Will's opinion on the alligator Alcatraz. And, you know, I'm impressed with this. If it goes the direction they're thinking, you know, I'd like to see all these people go to alligator Alcatraz and then break out and have to deal with the swamps of South Florida, because, man, if you ain't ever seen a hungry alligator, you need to go down there and check out the Everglades. them boogers They mean business out there in that water.
I think we should be equal opportunity too, Ben. Don't forget Louisiana has a lot of them too, and maybe we could branch out. You know, have it down in the southeast and also in the middle of the country, kind of down in the Gulf there with Louisiana, and maybe we could just, you know, I look at it as maybe it's a good way to stimulate the economy. You know, there's got to be maybe get new prison guards and just create all kinds of new jobs there. And I wouldn't spend a whole lot of money on the locks because once we get them in, you know, maybe they'll just want to walk out. And
I was just thinking.
Go ahead, Ben.
I know I'm just being a little more sarcastic here, but what if a feller could get his hands on a C-130 and all we got to do is, you know, offer these immigrants paratrooper jobs and just drop them into the swamps of the, you know, Everglades and, you know, South Louisiana? I bet you they do great out there.
Yeah, a parachute tester. Somebody has to do it. We got to make sure that they work right for all of our good fighting men for when they go to Israel and parachute in. We need to make sure that they're working right. So maybe, I think you got something there, man. Why not? And
We should talk to Congress about this. We should say that we want these illegals. We want them to join their own division of the military, and we're going to send them all to Israel to fight for Israel.
That's what I've been saying all along. Yes, amen to that.
There you go. Unfortunately, they're the wrong shade for what Israel wants. They want people like us three to die. That's a better blood sacrifice for them.
Oh yeah, they want the seed line of Israel.
Well, y'all. Yep. I know what we're talking about, the type of people we're talking about, these browns and blacks, these dark-skinned people. I didn't send this to y'all, but this came up. This is from American Freedom News. I've got to run this by you guys. It says, oh, look, is decapitation a job Americans won't do? Oh, look, another American has been beheaded by a Mexican. This week's beheader is Jose Luis Mendoza Gonzalez, an illegal alien who, according to the Department of Homeland Security, decapitated 37-year-old Megan Bose, an American, and then stashed her body in a bleached storage container. I'm going to skip down. He was arrested for the crime, but he was, get this, people. I can't think of a more heinous crime than that. But he was promptly released from custody by Illinois Judge Randy Bruno, who is the same physical type, chubby, short-haired, white woman, as Milwaukee judge charged with helping an illegal alien sneak out of her courtroom to avoid ICE agents. What about that, Tennessee, Ben? What do you think about that good judge? Is that a job that Americans won't do? Americans won't be heads. So that's another job that Americans won't do. But go ahead, Ben.
Well, you know, a word to them judges, and that is, you know, I hope they get the same treatment that the people they let go did to their victims. That it's just unfathomable that a judge would let somebody off or give them a light sentence for that type of behavior. It's just... It's infuriating.
Let me jump in there, Eddie, and just say, you know, we started off this first hour talking about what was going on in these Scandinavian countries and, you know, having a judge there pretty much just say, these illegals can rape and white women and children, and it's okay because that's their culture. Well, I'm here to tell you, beheading is a huge part of the Mexican culture. If you take a look at the cartels and what they do, they behead people and then hang them up by their feet in the bridges there, the train tunnels and bridges, and they do it for fear. They are a people who like to use the machete, the machete to behead people. And basically, you got this judge. They may not have come right out and said it like the one, you know, the Scandinavian judge, but I'm sure the thought process behind there was, you know, all they did was kill a white woman, and after all, that's their culture. Can we really judge them by white man's law? And I want to say this before, I know we're going to get short on time. Everybody within the sound of my voice, remember this. This nation, when it was formed, not what we are now, not what we have become, but when we were formed under the rule of law, which is unique to European culture. It was, we are Christians. This was a Christian nation, and you can go back to King Alfred the First's Domesday Book, the Magna Carta, John Locke's writing, all of these things that Thomas Jefferson and James Madison and the men that founded this country looked at, and our laws are uniquely white European, and they have never applied to these animals because they cannot live by our law. If you don't believe me, take a look at our offenders. And if you can't figure out why 70%, depending on where you're at, of violent crime that occurs or is perpetrated by black people, it's because they can't live by our laws. Our laws are written for us. And it's not well written said. For them. They're going to be the ones that offend every time. And when we let these strangers in here that immediately offend against our people, you are now getting judges. In a way, Eddie, I want to make sure I'm saying this right. They're telling the truth. They're letting them off with no penalty. Well, no kidding, because those laws never apply to those people anyway. They're animals, and they should not be under our law.
Yeah, excellent. We'll have to come back to that. This is our last break. We'll come right back, folks, in just about 2 minutes. Be right back, folks.
Bypass the mainstream narrative with Liberty News Radio at libertynewsradio.com. Engage with charismatic hosts live or on demand. We cover the crucial news focused on God, family, and country. News that other networks simply refuse to use. Think of LNR's hard-hitting news and podcasts at your fingertips anytime, anywhere. Join us at libertynewsradio.com. Empower your day with the truth, because the truth will set you free. libertynewsradio.com.
Introducing Managed IT Services from NPI. We offer top-notch data backup and recovery, email spam protection, and network security tailored to your needs and budget. With 20-plus years of experience in the medical field, our HIPAA-certified consultants know what it takes to protect sensitive information. Don't settle for less. Give us a call at 801-706-6980 and experience the difference with Managed IT Services. Remember, your IT support should be fast, efficient, and reliable.
Blood River Radio is the only news media in the United States whose sole purpose of being is to fight against the ever-rising tide of global white genocide, both soft and hard genocide, whether it is in the form of ethnic cleansing via the current massive invasion of non-white, non-Christian hordes that are overwhelming the once all-white nations of Western Europe, the United Kingdom, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and the United States, or via the hard genocide in South Africa, where the rape, murder, and torture of whites is an ongoing daily occurrence. Though we are a Christian brotherhood, we will cooperate with other groups in our operations if it will shorten our people's casualty list. We further pledge to you to leave the radio studio at every opportunity and take it to our churches, to our universities, and most importantly, we promise to occupy the streets. However, none of our mission can succeed without funding. Please help us all that you can and donate to our cause by going to www.bloodriverradio.com.
Excuse me, Captain. I know this may sound silly, but can you fly?
Nope. Never had a lesson.
Yes, indeed, you have to say somebody. Dear Blood Groove Radio family, thank you so much for hanging out. You know what? I know I say this over and over, but it seems like the time is going faster than it did the last time. It's just getting faster and faster. Anyway, I'm going to shut the hell up because time is money, and we don't have much time or money. We're going to go right back to Will, and he's going to continue on what we were talking about and talk about what we were talking about during the break. So go ahead, Will. Tell him about what we were talking about during the break.
Now, yeah, and I just wanted to, I guess, finish my rant, or I don't want to preach too much, but what I'm
preach,
talking
brother,
about
preach the gospel.
I'm not pulling this out of my ear. This is from years of observation and study of this, of really figuring it out. And the point I was trying to make is we are judging people by the law that was codified in our Constitution and by our states that were put into place. And we need to become racial realists and realize that these laws were written by white men for white men on the principles of white men, and they have never applied to these folks. And when we just say, God bless their hearts, you know, they just can't help from being criminals. Well, there's some truth to that, because they are not able to abide by white man's law. And what I want to say is this. This is scriptural that I'm talking about. And for God's people, God, the white race, as far as I am concerned, you can go back to Jeremiah 31 when it talks about that God is going to put the law within us and write it on our hearts. In Romans 2:15, when Paul's letter to the Romans, he talks about the laws being written on our hearts. The same thing is indicated in Hebrews 8 and 10, and then again in Hebrews chapter 10. We need to come up and realize that these woke people, these people that don't realize who they are and what they are, these people that are looking at all people being created equal and we're all the same, they are looking at it through the lens that those people have the law written on their heart as well, and they don't. They don't understand that these other races that are out there do not have the law written on their heart as we do. And that is why you see our people. That's why it has been so important for those powers and those influence that shape our culture, that shape our media, that shape our economic system. And I'm talking about the Jews. That is why it has been so important for them to pollute and dilute our culture, because they can't steal it away from our heart, because we're made with the law written on our heart. So what they try to do is corrupt our minds so that we don't know who we are, Eddie and Ben, so that we get confused like those other races, and that we become criminals and degenerates like them. And it is high time. You know, Eddie, you started off this segment asking me and Ben, what do we do? How do we combat this? And I'm here to tell you what we need to do is to be like Jesus was. And back in the book of John, he wasn't afraid of the Jews. There were those that were afraid to speak his name for the fear of the Jews. And what I say, it is high time that we get away from that fear and we go out and tell the truth. We talk about the things I'm talking about right now, that there are two laws. There are laws that were written for us by us, and they should have never applied. They didn't apply at the founding of this country. It was revisionist history and bleeding hearts that made them apply. And I that may be too much, too soon, too quick, or whatever, Eddie, but I really wanted to get that point out.
I think you did great. You're hitting on all cylinders, brother. And I tell you what, I may add, you sure know your scriptures. You know your brother, and I salute you. And before I go to Ben, I should add this too. I've always considered myself a warrior, even though I was a gift to my will. I was a combat medic. To this day, I can't stand maroon, but that's another story. But you know, before we can ever get free, the reason we're in the problem in the state we are now in this country in Western Europe, Ben and Will, and this is my opinion, I believe that we have totally turned our back on God. And I think that God is doing to us like in Europe, like he did to Israel over. And I'm talking about the real Israel, not these fake Israel Jews, either the fake Israel, these Satan worshipers in that little sandbox over there in the Middle East. But every time that Israel, the old Israelites, would turn their back on God, every single time he would send them into slavery. He would have other giant armies come in and just wear their tail out. And then they would, it's the same old pattern, over and over and over. Then they would pray, they would cry out to God, please save us, you know, like for instance, Egypt. I think they were in captivity for 400 years. They'd cry out, save us, you know. Well, he'd turn them loose. He'd say, okay, well, you turn back to me, I'll let you go. I'll stop with this. And people tell me about how they're the chosen people. Well, I'm not mistaken, it's been a long time since I read the Bible because I kind of slipped away. But the original Israel, the Israelites that came out of Egypt, never got to see the Promised Land along with Moses. He didn't get to see the Promised Land. But I'm going to sum it up. Tennessee Ben, have we turned? Is the problem? If the reason we're in such a hellish shape in all the white nations of the earth, as Will pointed out in the first segment, is it because we have turned our back on God? And since we've turned our back on God, have the men become this like sissies, like women with no courage, no balls? They're more concerned with comfort and safety than they are with a righteous anger and a righteous desire and a thirst for justice. Tennessee Ben, what about that?
Well, absolutely. I mean, we're in a time where men are softer than the women that we had for mothers 70 years ago, if that far back. Go back 50 years ago, the mothers were tougher than the men are now. And I say that with disgust and shame because it shouldn't be that way. But we've became a nation of wimps, and we need to pull our pants up and wear the right pants for the who you are in the household. Teach your children about the Lord. Stay in the scriptures. I'm not going to say stay in church because the church anymore seems to be more of a frickin' Jewish worship center than a worshiping Christ. So stay in the Bible, stay in the Word, be a follower of Christ. I tell people, don't be a believer, be a follower. You can believe all day long, but you need to follow what it's preaching. Stay in the Word. And
amen.
The next thing I can say to that is keep your children out of public school because they're brainwashing them. You need to teach your children what we were meant to be. Not that it's okay to be a furry and act like a cat and walk around and be weird. I mean, it's just, they don't even teach you basics in school anymore. It's more or less just a propaganda brainwashing center. Which leads me to something else I was going to say that was brought up in break. The hardcore liberals, you know, you see so many of them now, and it cracks me up. They're all anti-Israel, anti-Israel, pro-Palestine. And I'm not really pro-Palestine. I couldn't give a rat's ass about any of them. But
amen.
They are radicalizing our young men in a good way. And that is, anti-Semitism has gone so far through the ceiling. And as we spoke several weekends ago with Miss Monica, the German songs of the 30s and 40s, primarily the marching songs, have been trending online in the social media just with the amount of anti-Semitism and pro-white power. It's just, either I'm on a really good algorithm with my social media, or we are in the sight of 1933 all over again. Will, you got any comments on that?
No, I think you're seeing a real movement, and that kind of goes back to what we were talking about that's happening in Germany and Scotland and Ireland, where people are just simply pissed off. It is the wrath of the awakened Saxon, like the Rudyard Kipling poem from 1917. And they're like Popeye. They've had all they can stand, and they can't stand no more. And they're it's becoming kinetic. It's no longer philosophical. You know, they're not just sitting around the pubs having a pint talking about it. They're taking action. And all I can say to that is God bless them. I pray that God watches over them. And you have these men, and in some cases even these women in some of these European countries that are standing up for their children. They're standing up for their heritage. They're standing up for their future. And I, like I said, I just, my sincere prayer is that God's almighty hands will cover them and shield them from danger, and I mean danger from their own countrymen too, that sit in the halls of parliament and the halls of government that are trying to stamp them down. These are people that are fighting tooth and nail in the ditches to reclaim their nation for their people. And all of us, all the people that are listening to Blood River Radio right now, we should remember those people in our prayer, including here at home, because there are people doing the same thing here, and we should certainly remember them.
You know, guys, that's you both did great. I was going to cover one more article, but we don't have time, so I'm just going to chime in. Maybe next week, I was going to say the sexual predators within America's power elite. America's power elite is the establishment. But I'm going to ask you guys this. Well, see, I hear the music, but I was going to say, will the Judeo-Christians of America ever get the scales of Satan off their eyes and realize this so-called Israel for what it is? But, folks, we've run completely out of time. I wish we hadn't, but God bless you, people of Blood River Radio family. Don't go anywhere. We're getting ready to transition to the second hour, and we're going to pick up Paul Fromm. German history continues on. And thank you, guys. Thank you, Will. Thank you, Ben, for coming in. And I will be in contact with y'all immediately, if not sooner, after this program. Be right back, folks.